expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Everybody to the Elise Glink Show, live on Sundays 11 to 1 here on News Talk WSB. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Online all the time. If you haven't signed up for my website newsletter, free weekly newsletter, the Think Glink News Storm that hits your inbox every Thursday morning, boy, are you missing out. So go to thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It will have incredibly valuable information to help you navigate this housing crisis, whether you are drowning in debt and underwater with your loan, or if, like everybody who's probably listening today, you realize that today is the first day of the beginning of your life as a real estate investor. Now, I was giving a couple of speeches this week and meeting all kinds of people, and we talked about the foreclosure crisis and the short sale crisis. We talked about the fact that in Phoenix, 45% of all the buyers in the marketplace are investors. That means they're buying something they're not going to live in. Real estate investors have started to wake up to a startling fact. There has never been, and there will never be, a better time to buy investment real estate than right now and over the next 6 months to a year. This is it. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the $26 billion foreclosure settlement and how the banks are getting ready to push short sales and foreclosures through the pipeline. That if you haven't made a mortgage payment in months or years, the banks are coming for you. The flip side of that is that all of those properties are going to be available for people like you who have good credit, cash on hand, and are wondering what you can do when you're only getting a 0.5%, if that, in your savings. And you're thinking, what should I do with all of my cash? I've been saving. I was a good girl, a good guy through the recession. I had a job. I was able to cut my expenses back. I piled up this cash. What am I going to do now? How do I take advantage of the most amazing time ever to build a real estate empire and get rich? Because at the bottom of it, there's something that drives us in this country. And that is the idea that we can do better than our parents did for themselves, and that our children will do better for us. That if you play by the rules, you will get to accumulate enough net worth that you will be able to live comfortably, have a retirement, pay for all these things, and give your children an even better start than you had. That is the great American dream. That's the dream that I go to sleep every night and hope for. It's the dream that you go to sleep every night and hope for. That's why we pushed west. It was manifest destiny. It was all about the real estate. Now, Warren Buffett has made waves lately. Some of what he's made waves for are saying that people who make $1 million a year should pay more in taxes. But if you are around the real estate world like I am, he said something really interesting about a couple of months ago. Warren Buffett said, real estate's on sale. And when there's an asset that's on sale for 50% off, you buy it. Because even if it goes to 60% off, it doesn't matter. Eventually, you're going to make money. Eventually, and maybe not even in the too distant future, that's going to turn around. 50% discount on any asset, if it's gold or platinum or diamonds, or, you know, stocks, companies, or real estate. When you look at classes of assets and you think, where should I put my money? If you can find an asset class that's 50% off, you better make a move. And that's what today's show is about. It's about recognizing that in Atlanta, property prices are close to being down 50%. In Phoenix, the new numbers came out, 68% in some parts of Phoenix, 62% in some parts of California and Nevada. There are places that have gone down even further than Atlanta, and places that are still on their way down, like where I live in Chicago. But a deal is a deal. 50% off is a deal. And so real estate investors who currently make up 28% of residential real estate sales, do you know what the norm is? Before all this started, way back in the 1990s, if you can barely remember that far back, 6%, 7% of all home buyers were real estate investors. We are now at 28%. And in some places, like Phoenix, 45%. That means that there is starting to be a mass mentality, and you don't want to miss out. Real estate investors have been overlooked, underestimated, and way underappreciated in this housing crisis. Home prices have been dropping. Last year, home prices dropped 13.5% in Atlanta. We heard last week from a real estate agent who said in certain price ranges, in certain neighborhoods, she simply doesn't have enough inventory to sell. She's got buyers. There are no houses out there. But at the lower end, there are prices that are dropping, and there are homes that are available. Mortgage interest rates dropped again this week. We are flirting with those 50-year historic lows. Fed met this week. Ben Bernanke said, nope. We're not going to touch the interest rates. We're not going to raise them up. Even as governments are falling in Europe, even as countries are getting their ratings lowered in Europe, Ben Bernanke is going to hold fast. He is not going to raise interest rates. You must make the most of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become a real estate investor. I have been talking about this moment since 2007, before the how we even knew how bad this was going to be. And I was saying, folks, we're going to get to a time, and I'm going to wave the flag, and I'm going to say now. And if you did it last year, go buy another one this year. Any bank will lend you money up to 4 properties. Fannie and Freddie say they'll go to 10 properties. 10 properties. You could go out there and collect it. You can collect these properties and build yourself the most amazing financial future that you can imagine. A life where you live off of depreciation, so you pay very little, if anything, in taxes. The income stream comes in, and you are sitting pretty. Don't have a guaranteed pension? You're building your own, right? Most people don't have pensions these days. Money that just comes in no matter what. Your pension is Social Security. You're going to need something else. I promise you, it's not going to be enough. But imagine, here you are, and you can start to build the pension for your retirement. And not even into the retirement years. You could start in your 50s. You're in your 40s today. By the 50s, you could be bringing in cash to augment every single thing you're doing. And I promise you, you won't have another opportunity like this. You won't. You know I'm a straight shooter. This is unique. We are beginning, we've already entered it, folks. It's not like it's tomorrow, Monday morning, it starts. It's just started to turn. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. The watershed moment came down when that $26 billion foreclosure settlement was approved. We are now in the process of cleaning up the housing crisis, and you can be a part of that. I can be a part of that. Your neighbors can be a part of that. If you've been sitting there wondering, when do you get yours, because everybody else is going into foreclosure around you, and you've been paying your bills, and you've been a good citizen, and you're wondering when you get yours now. Now. Now is when you get to pounce, and now is when you get to make the choice. And I think this is the most amazing opportunity that you will ever see to build a lifetime of wealth and comfort and security. And you're going to do it at a 50% discount. And Warren Buffett is probably this century and last century's greatest investor. And he says when an asset class is 50% off, you make a move. If you like gold, you'd have to wait till gold was back at about $800 an ounce. And that isn't happening anytime soon. But real estate doesn't move as fast. It doesn't change as fast as the price of a barrel of oil. It doesn't change as fast as a price of an ounce of gold. Real estate takes more time. It moves more slowly. And that gives you this incredible opportunity to pounce, gather up your cash, build your real estate investing team, and make a move. I promise you, it's not going to come this way again. So if you haven't built that real estate investing team, we're going to talk about that today. If you haven't started looking for foreclosures and short sales, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to take your calls and find out why you want to do this and make sure it's in your absolute best interest. I want to make sure you've thought about everything. And we're going to talk about it so that when you get ready tomorrow morning, or if you're in front of your computer listening to me talk about this right now, you can go online and start to search for foreclosures and search for short sales and start to understand how the process works, because it isn't as simple as buying a share of stock. I'm promising you that too. But if you understand what you need to do and you are well prepared to do it, you're going to go and you're going to conquer the world. You're going to buy real estate, make these investments, and you are going to reap the results of what you sow for the next 3 or 4 decades. It's going to be amazing. 404-872-0750, taking your calls about investing in real estate. We have Janice hanging on. Janice, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your questions, my direction, and we're going to figure out how to make you rich. Stay tuned to News Talk 750 WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
25 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. We are talking about your future today on the Elise Glink Show. What could be a better topic? 404-872-0750, how you are going to become the next big real estate investor. And you'll do it with more style than anybody. 404-872-0750. Janice joins us on the line from Kennesaw. Hi, Janice.
Hi, I just had to call you. I wanted to thank you so much. About a little over a year ago, I called you. I had already bought an investment property, and my question was, could I still buy a ranch as an owner-occupant?
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we took money out of our IRA, which people say is a no-no because of the capital gains tax.
Okay.
And then, but the money that we took it, we turned around and we put a huge down payment on 2 properties. And one we moved into as an owner-occupant. And the other 2, we let my sons, they rented them.
Your son rented it from you? Or
both
you?
Both of them did.
Mm-hmm.
We have two sons that did rent the properties, but we never have, they never will, we never will sell them.
Right.
But you can still write it off as rental income and rental deductions. And it, on our taxes, it ended up being like almost nothing that we owed in taxes.
Right, because so, you have depreciation on two properties.
Right, and a lot of people, I don't think, realize that.
That's,
and I just want to thank you so much. We are so blessed to be able to give our sons less than $500 a month in rent.
You know, you've given them something even bigger than that, Janice. And this is what I was talking about earlier. You have given them the future opportunity of building their own real estate empire.
Absolutely.
By starting them out with this property, which you will ultimately transfer to them, or they will buy from you down the line, or you will leave to them.
Right.
It, as an inheritance to get the take advantage of the stepped up basis. They're going to be able to have these in their corner pocket, these assets that will be paid off as they move on with their lives and their family, and they will keep them. And as they get those checks every month, they're going to think of you and their father, and they are going to bless you because you've given them a golden financial future. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that story. What a great way to kick off this day. 404-872-0750. Stay tuned. We'll have more investing in real estate coming up next. News Talk WSB.
Expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
40 minutes past the hour on the Elise Glink Show. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about making the single biggest investment of your life and then doing it again and again. Real estate investors are taking over this market, and you have the opportunity to be part of the force that changes the housing crisis and finally brings it to a successful resolution. All of these houses that are going to be in foreclosure, that are in foreclosure, that are short sales just waiting to happen, all of those have to be sopped up by investors like you before we can turn the tide on this marketplace. And so today I've devoted the show to talking about how when an asset class like real estate is down 40, 50, 60%, it doesn't matter how low it goes after that. You know it's going to come back to where it has been for 80 or 100 years. You understand that where jobs and real estate intersect, you're going to have a future appreciation. And we're in this place now where we have never been before, and we will never be here again. This next 12 months, maybe it's 18 months, is going to be golden. And when 2013 is done, it's going to be gone. It's not like the stock market that bounced back and is now 100% over its low. It's not like gold that bounces up a couple hundred bucks or down a couple hundred bucks every few weeks. It's not like the price of a barrel of oil, which goes higher in the summer just as you're getting ready to get behind the car and go for a drive. Real estate is different. Real estate is permanent. It's illiquid, meaning you can't just dump it at the drop of a hat, which, hello, we've all found out. But it has the potential to build a lifetime of golden dreams for you. It has the potential to be the asset that provides you with a pension in your old age and to give you everything you've ever wanted. Absolutely does. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. David joins us on the line from Buford. Hi, David.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Well,
if I could tell people one thing about life, just wait. Every day's a change. But, you know, in 2008, when this whole thing went to heck in a handbasket, personally, I thought there would be something good to come out of it. And I think what has come good is people like me who really are not stock investors or I'm terribly frightened of banks because of their attitudes and the way they treat people. But this has provided to be a golden opportunity. Unfortunately, my four daughters, who didn't listen to their dad because I've always been a cash-as-you-go guy, lost their homes.
Both of them?
All four daughters lost their homes.
All four daughters. Wait a second. How did that happen?
Because they didn't listen. They leveraged everything to so they could have now instead of, like I've always done, I save the cash and then buy it and pay cash for whatever it is I might want.
That's my guy.
So, and it's ironic, I spent 28 years in the Navy and raised my kids pretty much by myself for 20 years, and that's what I taught them. I thought they were listening. And whenever I asked, of course, they always said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But make a long story short, I went into the market late 2008 or early 2009 and started buying properties. And I mean really nice properties, very inexpensive.
What did you pay for them?
You know what? I bought 100. The very first one I bought was 100. Home sold for $195,000, and I paid $38,000.
Wow!
The very first one. And what I did is I made my kids a deal. I would help you get another home, and you could lease purchase it from me, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Listen, you must have been so frustrated with them as daughter after daughter went into foreclosure. I mean, what did that feel like for you?
It was horrible. But see, I could have given them the money to save them. But if I did that, what would they have learned?
Nothing.
You know, so I said, all right, they got to learn that there's, you know, the definition of credit.
Tell me, what is your definition of credit?
Slave to the bank.
You sound like a Dave Ramsey fan.
Well, I listen to him, and I don't always agree with everything he says, but I am a cash person. I believe cash is king, and cash is the way to go, because when you wake up in the morning in 2008 and everything has fallen down, you still have yours.
That's right.
The sky did not fall. The sun still comes up, and the moon still comes out. So what I did with them is I've done that. But now what's happened is, and I've done it with two of my grandkids too, but what's happened now, I've acquired a lot of properties.
Now, let's think about how many. You've got four for the four daughters and two for the grandkids. That's six, plus the house you're living in is seven. Any others?
I have a lot more. But see, I'm 68. I'm a propulsion engineer. I'm retired from the Navy, and I make a very good income. I haven't stopped working.
Yep.
I make a very good income. What I do is I fix big ships at sea when they break down and no one else can fix them.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I do.
That sounds like
I make very good money.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I literally have been buying with almost every paycheck. So now I've acquired quite a few properties, and I do have a little team of people that were unemployed plumbers, unemployed carpenters, unemployed painters, you know, all of these tradespeople.
Because
to be frank with you, I don't like doing that.
Well, right.
And I've got this little team, and they're all independent contractors. They're not employees. And what's happened there is, and I'm really excited for them, is people have seen the work they've done on my properties and have hired them to do work on their property. So in a sense, they're back to work, whereas before they were unemployed.
Which is amazing. Look what you're doing. You've got a whole little industry going on here. I love this.
But I have 68 properties. And I'm 68 years old, and I'm thinking about slowing down a little.
Really? Because you don't want 78 properties by the time you're 78.
But the problem that I think I'm going to face, or the accountant says I'll face, is if I sell anything because of the depreciation factor, then I'll have to deal with capital gains. But because properties have gone up some, not a tremendous amount, but some.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking.
But you can do. All right. So here's something that you might want to do. And I say this to you because it's clear that if your kids have any idea that you have built all this wealth.
They don't. I don't. I haven't told them anything.
Good, because you know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I do know what's going to happen.
You know that they're just going to go, oh, I'm going to quit work, and Dad's going to take care of me for the rest of my life.
You know what their nickname is for me? You'll laugh when I tell you this.
What is it?
They call me their Walmart father.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I don't buy anything that's not on sale, and I don't pay retail for nothing. I don't buy new cars. I mean, I try to just, and I'm not saying I live a reasonably comfortable life. I don't deny myself anything. I just don't buy new.
Your kids are emblematic of what has been going on in this country for the last 20 years.
Well, you know what it is? And I don't mean to, I'm very fortunate the Navy sent me to school for 16 years. I got a wonderful education. But it's almost like the schools and colleges now are teaching these kids that somebody owes them something because they got an education. And that's so far from the truth. You know, you only get what you work for.
Right.
But I'm seeing it more and more, even with my grandkids when they go to school. It's like they're teaching them they're owed something. And I just can't subscribe to that.
You know, it's interesting because you clearly gave your kids such a different example. I mean, you set this incredible example for them, and I'm at a loss to understand why of the four daughters, they all ended up in the same place.
They're all professionals. Two of them are doctors. Two of them are lawyers. Can you imagine?
Imagine.
They made huge money, but see, they all think they got to drive. And again, I relate it to this schooling. They think they got to drive the Mercedes-Benz and the BMWs and have all of these things, and they don't. They really don't.
Well, you know as well as I do that none of that matters, and none of that makes you happy in life. And clearly, none of it keeps you out of foreclosure, unless you're going to live in the BMW.
I drive a pickup truck with 1,168,000 miles on it. It runs perfect and it looks great.
You beat me. My Honda minivan is going to be 10 years old next year. 10 years.
Yeah, my truck's a 2002.
It could use a little detail work, I got to tell you. But I never seem to get around to get it to the detail.
I think if I was to say anything to anybody, it would be that you need to sit your kids down and just tell them why you need to get the education, because education is the key to the door of life. You've got to take some of this with a grain of salt. There is no magic that's going to suddenly provide these, and no one owes you anything.
No, they really
don't. They don't owe you a job. They don't owe you a car. Nothing. You only get what you work for, period. And now my kids are starting to realize that. They've all come back to me and said, you know, you're right. We way, way, way overspent. We thought that because we had this education. And you want to hear the real crime is they had full scholarships for their education, and I paid all of the difference for them so they would have no student loans when they came out of school.
Oh.
I told them that was their inheritance.
It breaks my heart to hear you have done so much for your children. And you will leave them, I'm sure, some of this money. But it seems to me that you might also be able to change some other lives with this money and with these properties, that maybe you want to think about doing something like that.
Well, I've spoken to an attorney about this. I'm going to set up a charitable trust, and 50% of my holdings will go into that charitable trust, and I want to work with orphanages, children's homes. I want kids to have nothing, to have an opportunity. Because that's all it takes. Just that one little break in life, and you can run with the ball. For me, fortunately, it was the military, and they gave me a wonderful education. So, yeah, I live by a real simple motto. You get what you give.
Well, you have given so much to all of us on the show today. And I don't know that I've given you anything back, but I want you to know that I know that everybody is listening, thinking to themselves, first of all, to start in 2008 and in 4 years later to have accumulated 68 investment properties.
Dan, I own them free and clear. I have no debt.
Free,
no debt whatsoever.
Free and clear. That income alone, what kind of income are you seeing every week or every month?
It's in the 30,000 to 40,000 range.
That, it's so amazing that somebody like you would call this show and provide this kind of an example of exactly what I've been saying. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy, hold, and get rich. I can't imagine there isn't anybody here who's listening to the show who's thinking, no, I'm sorry, I have no use for an extra $30,000, $40,000 a month.
Well, you know, you mentioned Dave Ramsey. I agree with some things he says, some things I don't. But he says one thing that is really, really true. If you will live now like no other, in the future, you will be able to live like no other. For me, I don't need a lot. It's just me. I'm just happy to have wonderful kids and grandkids and spend time with them. And they help me do different things and go on with that. But, you know, they've got to get an education. And you got to listen to certain things and understand there is no free ride. You get what you give.
You get what you give. It's an absolutely great, great lesson. David, thank you so much for joining
okay.
the show today.
Have a great day.
Thank you. We will, and you do the same. It's 54 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. We're going to take a quick call, and then we're going to get to traffic, which we want to do for you as well. Jay joins us on the line. Jay, welcome to the Elise Glink Show.
Hey, how are you tonight today, Elise?
I'm having a great day. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a quandary that I'm trying to see if I'm doing the right thing. I stumbled across a foreclosure property in the North Georgia Mountains that's listed at about 11% of the value from 10 years ago.
It's 90. It's 89% off?
Yes.
Okay, so thinking about what we said about Warren Buffett, anything better than 50% off has got to be a deal.
Yep.
89% is a pretty good deal. What kind of property is it?
It's 6 acres on a trout creek.
Okay.
And I've already got the contract in. The bank is working through all their procedures to get it because it was a foreclosure. But there's a for sale by owner right next door that has two properties for another 8 acres. And I don't have enough cash to pay for it. So I'm wondering if I should get a land loan to go ahead and get the other two properties because they're at about 50% off value.
What are you going to do with this land and properties once you own them?
Well, it's mainly going to be a weekend-type retreat and eventually the final homestead.
This is it.
After retirement.
Okay. So you want to know if you should take out a loan for the other properties.
That's correct.
I don't have a problem with that. If you are building this little homestead, as you like to call it, of 14 acres, and you can find a way to make that work, and this fits in the plan, and you're not stretching yourself, and you're not going to end up like Dave's four daughters, where you're going to go into foreclosure all over again.
Well, I'll tell you this: I do have a rental property that I paid cash for, and since I refinanced my home, my primary with HARP 2, the income from my rental property takes care of my primary residence now.
I think it sounds like an amazing opportunity. And what's even better is that just if something goes wrong, you still have this other property and you can sell it. You could divide it, not combine these two properties. They'll hold them next to each other, right? It's 14 acres. But you would still have the opportunity, should something happen, and since you're living there, find the right neighbor for you. And end up divesting of some of that property. So you could offload some of the risk. I mean, that's the beauty of what David was talking about. He has 68 properties. He could sell one. He could sell all 68 to an investor. There are all kinds of different options and opportunities. So if you feel like you want to do this, and this is an investment for the future, this is something that you're going to leave to your children, and it's going to provide something for you above and beyond, I don't have a problem with it. Go build your dream. 404-872-0750. I'm Elise Glank. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com. And and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Klink Show, live on Sundays, 11 to 1, here on News Talk WSB. Our number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, online all the time. If you haven't checked out my website, thinkglink.com, signed up for the free weekly newsletter, you're missing everything we're doing at CBS News, at Money Watch. You're missing everything we're doing and putting out on the Equifax Finance blog. And you're missing great deals if you have terrible credit or no credit at all, from a foreclosure, a bankruptcy, or you don't even have enough credit to get a credit card. You're missing great deals with eCredible, the place that Dave Ramsey thinks is actually one of the best new ideas in credit ever, because it looks at what you're spending, not what you're charging, and they have set up ways for you to get competitive auto loans if you're signed up with eCredible, competitive house loans, all kinds of things. Go to my website, click on the eCredible box, and it'll take you there. We've provided all kinds, dozens and dozens of articles that will help you repair your credit, build a credit history if you don't have one, and be able to go and do what you want on your own terms. eCredible.com. And if you go to eCredible.com/glink, you'll see my shining face and you'll get a special offer. 404-872-0750 is our number here at the show. We've been talking about real estate and how, on average, real estate investors make up 28% of the real estate market. In places like Phoenix, they make up 45% of the real estate market. Nearly half of all people buying homes today are investors. And real estate investors in this whole housing crisis have been overlooked, underestimated, underappreciated. But you can take advantage, you must take advantage of this once in a lifetime opportunity to become a real estate investor when property prices are half off. Last hour, we talked about how Warren Buffett says that when any asset class is 50% off, like real estate is, you have to take advantage of it. People are getting amazing deals. We heard from people last hour. David bought his first property. It had been priced at $195,000. He bought it for $38,000. That was in 2008. And since then, he bought 68 investment properties. His monthly income, they're all paid off. His monthly income, $30,000 to $40,000 a month. What kind of retirement life would you have with an income of $30,000 to $40,000 a month? And because of the depreciation, it's not like he's paying 38% in tax to the U.S. government. There are ways to structure this so you will get rich and be rich for the rest of your life. What do you need to be a successful real estate investor? You got to have cash. 63% of investors use cash or some combination of cash, hard money, or traditional lending. Investors have significant skin in the game. Skin in the game means you're putting money down, you're putting money in. The typical loan-to-value ratios of investment property are below 66%. That means you've got 34, 35% down, and you've got to spend more money to repair and renovate and make ready these properties for renters. $9 billion a year is being spent just on that little slice of the market. So if you are lucky enough to have survived the downturn and prosper, and if you have money in the bank and you have good credit, you must hear this. There will never, ever be a better time to invest your money in real estate than today and the next year, maybe through the end of 2013. It's the only thing to be investing in. And everybody who has cash in their pocket or cash in a bank account that's earning a half a percent should start shopping aggressively for real estate. This is how people get rich. You can listen to people all day long, but the only way I know to get rich is to save your money and invest it wisely. That's it. It is that simple. Everybody who tries to make personal finance so much more complicated than that, they're snowing you. They are trying to make it complicated so you hire them to uncomplicate it for you. And I'm telling you the way it really is. The way it is it's simple and easy. And if you start at, even with just one property, just one, you've got the one you live in, and now you're going to buy one more. And then you're going to see that this is not like brain surgery. You don't have to go to school for 14 years to be a real estate investor. You don't need fancy letters after your name. You need the kind of street smarts that you've already built up because you've managed to hold on to your job, pay your bills, do the right thing, salt away extra money. It's the common sense that you live with every day. This is what's going to help you buy investment real estate and get rich from it. David joins us on the line from Dunwoody. Hi, David.
Hey, Elise. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well on a Sunday.
Oh, good.
I understand and appreciate what you're talking about with the real estate. My wife and I have one rental property. It's a former house of ours in a suburb of Washington, D.C.
That's a good place to have it, by the way, because, of course, property prices there have really held up.
They have, and we've been fortunate enough to have a steady stream of renters in there, but it's difficult for us being out of state. Being able to manage that property. So I would like to be able to get into some sort of other real estate investment, but what my wife and I have in short supply is time for us to be able to do something like that. And we'd probably be able to put together between like $25,000 and $50,000 to get into another property, but we just don't have the ability because of our jobs to take on managing any more properties. And I was looking...
Well, do you want to keep the D.C. property? Because if you're living in Dunwoody, managing a property in D.C. is kind of tough. But you could sell that property and then do a 1031 tax-free exchange.
Right.
Use the cash in that property and buy one or even two properties in Atlanta, or buy a bigger property, like maybe a commercial property, and hire a management company to manage that for you.
Well, right now the property in D.C. is coming back up in value, and it generates about maybe $1,200 free and clear for us every month. So it's a pretty
nice.
Good investment for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'd like to keep it, but we're lucky because we tend to get military or government renters in there, so they're low drama. And I'm not sure that that would necessarily be the case everywhere. So what we're looking at is whether that $25,000 to $50,000 is too small of an amount to get into another property, and what kind of ideas you might have at that sort of dollar amount.
So Atlanta is a great, I mean, you could buy a property outright for $50,000 in some neighborhoods, right? I mean, it's not necessarily, it's not as expensive a property market as D.C.
Right.
And there are realtors who can help you find properties, and then they also have management companies. So if you don't have time to manage it, you can give up some of the revenue and just, you know, have them manage for you.
And I think we would have to do something like that out
mm-hmm.
here in the Atlanta area. But is there any financing at all available without paying? I know that the 30-year mortgages are very low, but is anyone willing to loan people money nowadays that's purely for investment property?
Absolutely. That has been a really big, important change over the last couple of years. Lenders are happy to lend you at amazing rates, like under 5% for investment properties, as long as you have cash to put down, which you do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll want to see 30% down in cash, that would allow you to buy a property for maybe $100,000 or $150,000, depending on how much you can scrape together.
Right.
And then you're going to finance the rest at 4.5%, 5%. So you can do this.
What, are there any online resources you can recommend that kind of talk about this, or is it really just finding a realtor that that specializes in that, and then looking under those circumstances for maybe like a duplex or a triplex where we could get renters in there and go with a property management company?
Exactly. I think that you do want to put together a home investment team or real estate investment team. So you probably want to find a broker who does a lot of work in foreclosures and short sales. You want a local accountant. You want a home inspector, and you need a mortgage lender. That's sort of your basic team. If you end up doing a 1031, you're going to want to do a 1031, have a team to do that as well. But it's entirely, absolutely possible to do this. Online, if you want to learn about the how to do it, right, just sort of the process, we have a, I think it's a 5 ebook series on investing in real estate that is going up this week at Amazon.
Okay.
And you can get it there. It's just downloads right to your Kindle or your computer. Very inexpensive. I think there's some other really good books out there that kind of walk you through it. But mostly what I want you to do is find realtors, 3 or 4 of the different companies, and you want to look in the area in which you want to buy, which I would assume is near where you live.
Right.
Find somebody who's doing a lot of this and a lot of the foreclosure ones, because you want them to be able to look for you in exactly the kind of market, exactly the kind of property that you really want. And so my advice to you, my best advice to you, is to put this team together, figure out where your cash is, and then start to look at properties that meet your very specific guidelines. You want to drive this train. You don't want them driving you. You don't want them saying, oh, David, here's a great property, or here's a great property. You want to have in your mind exactly what you want. A triplex, it's going to give you $800 a month per unit. It's going to be in this particular school district. It's going to have parking. It's going to have this. You want to design what you're looking for, and then you're going to say to the realtor, go find it. If there's anything close to this kind of specs, whether income coming in or number of tenants or this, I'll look at a fourplex instead of a threeplex. You want to design that so you get exactly what you want. And when you do that, that's when you're going to find the right investment, and you'll be ready to move because you've got good credit, plenty of income coming in, and you're going to have your home buying team ready to help you. 404-872-0750. I'm Elise Klink. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. And we have our prize pack to give away today on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Klink Show. We're going to do our WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. The prize value, we think, is $349. It includes a pair of tickets to see Jackie Evancho in concert with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra June 3rd at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, a maintenance agreement for 2 complete HVAC tune-ups courtesy of Shoemate Air Conditioning, and a Renaissance Festival open Saturdays and Sundays, Memorial Day, now through June 3rd in Fairburn. I assume it means a Renaissance Festival package for 4, might be 2, I don't know. We'll have to get it to you. We don't actually have the package that has the tickets in it. But we do know that the prize value is enormous, and you can get it if you are the 5th phone caller. We want you to call the prize pack line only. Here's the number, 404-741-0750. Be nice to Fred. He's the one who's going to take your call. Good luck. All right, 26 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. Cynthia joins us on the line. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. First, let me say quickly, Elise, thank you so much for all that you do. I do appreciate all your information.
Oh, well, thank you. How has it helped you?
Well, immensely. I'm actually in the real estate business myself, doing sales and staging, and I have a very small company, and so it just helped me to, you know, sort of get through without, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
It has been such a challenging time. Were you an agent before, or did you start in the middle of this? How long have you been in the business?
No, I was before. I originally was an agent with a big company, and then I opened up my own small company back around 2005.
Wow.
And I did great for a couple of years because I was also an investor, so I was buying some rental properties myself. And, you know, I was working with a very sort of customized, boutique-y kind of business, and, you know, so everything has changed now.
It has. Are you underwater with those investment properties?
No. I managed to, I kind of, you know, did what you're supposed to do with all of them, but there was one that I sort of got stuck with, but I own it free and clear.
Then you're not really stuck, which is nice because it gives you some options for when things, you know, change or you decide to do something different. We're going to take a quick break. Cynthia, stick around with us, will you? I'd like to get to your question, which we hadn't gotten to. We do have to take news, weather, and traffic break here at the bottom of the hour. 27 minutes past the hour. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned. You're listening to AM 750 and now 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinklink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
36 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. I'm Elise Glink. This is the Elise Glink Show, live on Sundays, 11 to 1. 404-872-0750. We have been talking today about investing in real estate, on how this is going to be an amazing opportunity for you, probably once in a lifetime. I can't imagine how everything would fall together the way it has right now and where we'll be over the next 18 months to begin to make this kind of investment. Absolutely once in a lifetime. We were talking with Cynthia. She's in the real estate business. She was originally an agent with a big company and then started a small real estate company in 2005. Still has one investment property. Cynthia, what kind of investment properties are you looking for now?
Well, here's what's happened. My tenant will not be renewing their lease, and I'm trying to decide because I was trying to hold on to this one, but I have a mortgage on my house, and my business is not bringing in the money it used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to keep it all afloat, but I don't want to get myself in a sticky situation. Originally, you know, this rental property is bigger and older. I put money in it to sell it, so I renovated it, and I'm questioning whether or not I should put it back on the market with the renters leaving or try to hold on to it as a rental. If I sold it, what I would ideally have would be smaller, easier to maintain. This house, unfortunately, is one of the bigger houses in that subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big and old and more maintenance, and it's at the higher end of the market. So,
is this a house that you could move into and then rent out the other house you live in?
You know, I thought of that as a possibility, but honestly, that house is really big for what I need, and my house is smaller. I mean, I could do that if I had to.
So you want something more manageable?
In other words, yeah, I could buy two rental properties. Is it worth it to, or maybe even three, but I'll take a hit.
What is a hit, really? What does that mean? You've already got the house in cash. You've
yes.
put money into it. You
yes.
can't get wedded to this idea that if you sell and trade one property for three properties, that somehow is a hit, even if you're talking about, well, I had $400,000 in it. I'm going to sell it for $350,000. That's a $50,000 hit.
Mm-hmm.
But your renters are going to leave. The
yeah.
house is old and needs more work, so you're going to have to pour even more money in. This, to me, sounds like a black pit, right? So you could get yourself into a spiral here where you'd never be on the right side. Now
right.
Think about it where you can sell it. Let's say you could sell it for $350,000 and you trade for $300,000 or $130,000 properties.
Right.
Now you've spread out the risk. You have more to manage, but you have the possibility of actually getting a bigger return down the line.
That's what I felt. And, like, if one of those was a dog, then I could let one go and still not be stuck.
Right.
So you think it's worth taking what I call a hit, losing money on the bigger house just to get out of it?
Yes. I think that, you know, I don't know how much money you're going to lose, but it's all in cash, right? You actually are in an amazing position with this house. You're not underwater.
No,
you're not drowning in this house.
My own house, you know, the market turned then, and that house was supposed to be sold, and it's a long story. I won't go into it. But my own house has a mortgage, but so it's kind of a weird situation. I have a mortgage on my house, but not on my rental home. My rental house is actually nicer than mine.
Well, you should probably try if you can qualify. And if your business isn't doing that well, you may not be able to qualify.
No, I'm not going to qualify.
Okay. So then what you're going to do is get rid of this house and trade it for two or three other investment properties. And to do this, you're going to need to be pretty quick on your feet, right? Because the 1031 exchange, you have a limited window to identify those properties and a limited window to close.
Right.
So you're going to have to kind of put some effort around figuring out what that's going to look like. And what may end up happening is you've got three rental properties. Maybe in another year, you let your primary residence go and you move into one of the rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've just eliminated your mortgage and you're living in one of the three properties. So you've got two properties bringing in income. You're living mortgage free in the third one. You've gotten rid of the debt in the one that's drowning you. And
right.
Your life is hugely improved in a year.
Right. My only other thought was to take the money from the sale of the rental property and pay off my mortgage, but
okay, so that's a nightmare because now you're not reinvesting that money, and depending
exactly.
on how long you've had it, you've got taxes and depreciation to recapture.
And you still need cash.
And you still need cash, so I would much rather see you buy the three properties.
Okay.
Get that set up, even rent one of them all out, and then at 6 months or a year from now, you sell yours. You move into one of those rental properties, and that one becomes your new primary residence.
I see.
But you're living there, and you're not going to have to pay the taxes and recapture until you sell.
Right.
So this is a multi-stage strategic plan that you're going to put in place with the end goal of dumping the property that's older and occupying all the resources. You're going to reallocate the resources, and then the thing that you've got to drain on, which is your house with the mortgage, that's the last piece. You're going to dump it and move into one of these properties, and your whole financial situation is going to turn around. You're going to set yourself up with income from the properties that are paid off. Your house is going to be paid off. You're living in the third one, no mortgage, and now you can focus on your business.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it, too. Go make it happen, and then let me know what happens, all right?
Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Cynthia. I know that you can make this work. 44 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. Alfred joins us on the line from Flowery Branch. Hi, Alfred.
Hi, Elise. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
Elise, I've been trying to move for the past couple of years, you know, because of the hit that I would take. I'm staying here, but I do want to move to Phoenix, move back to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Well, when you say take a hit, what do you actually mean by that?
Well, I paid $180 for the home,
mm-hmm.
and now one home down the street, the same model as mine, that went for $189, just sold for $117.
Wow.
I know.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. So
that's
what
a hit.
So what I've been deciding, I do have the funds to be able to go out to either Chandler or Scottsdale or one of those, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the area very well because I lived there for 14 years, and I could pick up a house at a very good price.
How much?
Well, I could get like a home that was selling for like $200,000. Island Home's around $200,000. They're going for like $100,000 right now.
All right.
You know, and I could, you know, I could swing it to pay cash for these homes. Even in Scottsdale, I know of a couple of areas where I'd like to get into. But the problem that I have is that I don't want to sell the house that I'm in here in Flowery Branch. I would like to rent it out, like a couple of my neighbors are doing.
Yep.
But I'll be a landlord, you know, living out in Arizona.
Out-of-state landlords is tough. You know, we heard earlier from David, who's got a former house in D.C.,
yeah,
and he's managing out of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
He's in your same situation, and he doesn't want to sell the house in D.C. because he's getting $1,200 a month free and clear from it.
See? Right.
He doesn't want to get rid of that investment. And there are more and more people who are getting into that situation.
Right.
But you don't want to sell it because you're afraid of taking this imaginary hit.
Yes.
Right? But the house is paid for, right?
Yes.
So you, in a prior world, let's say 2005,
right,
you would have sold your $180,000 home for $200,000.
Very easy.
And then you would have gone down to Scottsdale and paid $200,000 for a house.
Yes.
So you would have sold for $200,000 and paid $200,000. Now you're going to sell for $117,000, but only pay $100,000 to buy. You're going to pocket $17,000.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
You are not losing money on this.
Right.
You would be losing money if you sold for $117,000 and you had to buy for $200,000.
Yeah, I can. I can see that way. Right. I don't think I would do that, but.
All you're doing is selling low and buying even lower. So I kind of think that life's too short.
All right, so the best go ahead.
I think life's too short for you to have to worry about a house that's here and renting out, and it needs a new roof, and it needs a sump pump, and it needs whatever it needs.
Right.
It's too short, right?
That's what my wife says.
Maybe you're married to a very wise woman.
She is. She is, yeah.
So you go down there, and it sounds to me like cash isn't even an issue for you because you could pay cash for the house down there.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I think you ought to do, Alfred. I think you should sell your house in Flowery Branch.
Right.
Even if it's $117,000.
Right.
And I think you should go to Scottsdale, and I think you should find the house you want to live in for $100,000 or $110,000. And basically what you're making is an even trade. And the mythical money that you have supposedly taken a hit on will come back to you probably faster in Scottsdale.
Yes.
Because home prices in Scottsdale are actually starting to rise.
Yeah.
And home prices in Atlanta are not really starting to rise.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
It's going to be a while. So what you're really doing is trading off and investing in your future. And you want to be in Scottsdale, and I think you should get to live in Scottsdale.
Right, that's what I want to do.
So you want to do that, forget this mythical loss that you're taking, and focus on the fact you're going to trade even, or roughly even.
Well, even if I had to pay a little more, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's not going to change your life.
Okay. That's the same advice my wife said. Well, that's why I wanted to hear it from you.
So. Well, I am happy to be a mirror for you and for your wife.
Right.
And I think that you are going to now think about this in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go get your house ready for sale. And I want you to let me know when you've sold it.
Okay, I'll do that, Elise. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Alfred. Good luck and Godspeed. It's 49 minutes past the hour on the Elise Kling Show. You know, folks, I think this is such an interesting issue with Alfred. There's this idea that we're losing money, and nobody wants to lose money. Everybody wants to be on the winning side of a deal. And I think in some ways, we're missing the big picture. You're so focused on what you're going to lose that you're not looking at what you're going to win. Same thing, same story with Cynthia. Thinking about this big house, it's costing her all of her money, it's paid off, all the equity is there. She doesn't want to lose money. But if you reframe the question, if you really think about what you're trying to do, what she's trying to do is offload the house with the mortgage and reallocate the equity in the bigger house so that she doesn't have a mortgage going forward. And there is an answer for her. And Alfred needs to trade even so that he can move down to a place where he wants to live his life with his wife. And there's a way to do it. It doesn't have to feel like a loss. When we feel like we're going to lose, we don't want to move. And that puts us in a place from which there is no way to start. 50 minutes past the hour on the Elise Gling Show, 404-872-0750. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more coming up next on News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
55 minutes past the hour on the Elise Gling Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Don't forget to go to my website. Sign up for the newsletter, thinkglink.com. Nick joins us on the line from Marietta. Hi, Nick. How's your Sunday going?
Fantastic, Elise. Thank you. Thank you for all your support of the veteran community, too. I really appreciate it.
I love your service. You guys are amazing.
I'm a retired Navy veteran. I own two properties, and I'm just asking you to look into your crystal ball and tell me what you think probably the next 5 to 7 years down the road. It's all speculative anyways. I mean,
well, what way? Because as I've been saying on the show, the next 18 months for sure are going to be the best time ever to buy investment real estate, bar none. I think we'll look back 50 years, if I'm lucky enough to be here at age 97, and we'll go, you know, she was right about 2012.
Yeah, we would. I'd like to share that date with you.
All right, you got a date for 50 years from now. But what, 5 to 10 years, what are you looking to do?
I got two properties. I got one in Cartersville. Finally got positive cash flow. Maybe about $200 a month. But I mean,
great.
I'm going to have to stay on that for quite some time. And I got one in Florida losing about the same amount, a condo in Newport Richey, Pasco County, a little bit north of Tampa. And I'm renting now because I just feel it's easier for my wife and myself. So I guess there's just like the other two callers you had, there's just have some joy and peace at what I've got and manage it, and then just, I would like to buy some more, but both of them are, you know, I can't get any equity out of either of them.
Well, here's the thing, Nick, and I will tell you this. I think that with you're in the Navy, you've probably got a Navy pension that's coming or starting, you're working now, maybe your wife's working, I think the thing to do is to start looking around for foreclosures, which are incredibly cheap. I mean, we heard from somebody who bought what should have been a $195,000 property picked up for $38,000. It's almost enough to put on your credit card. So what I'd love to see you do is go to HUDHomestore.com, HUDHomestore.com. You can look up the FHA foreclosures. Really inexpensive. I'd love to see you look with a realtor who specializes in these low-priced homes, and I'd love you and your wife to just salt away, you know, a few thousand dollars so that you can actually go out and buy the next one, because the next one you buy is not going to be cash negative. The next one and the one after that is going to be cash positive. And I want to see you take advantage of this time, build yourself an incredible retirement future. And I know you can do it. So get started tomorrow and make a move. I'm Elise Gling. Thanks so much for listening today. My thanks to Fred and Shannon for producing an amazing show. We had some technical difficulties. They sailed through it like champs. Also that I could bring you this great information. Lots of real estate news coming up this week. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Visit me online at thinkglink.com. And I'll be back next week right here in the seat with great information for you. Adam Goldfein is next. Have a great Sunday. Asking me.